This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Yeah. Have you guys just introduced yourself?
My name is Kathy Bellum. I'm an architect with Anderson Masondale Architects, and I'm the project manager for the Innovation Center for our office.
And I'm Jen McKaylee, also with Anderson Masondale Architects, and I am the project architect on the Innovation Center.
Have you ever done something necessarily like this?
Yeah, I mean, we do quite a few school projects, and so we work with students across the Front Range, really. And it's just very different in every project. This is different. This is a little more unique because the work that is intended to happen in that building that's already happening here is really forward-thinking, and it really is cutting edge, and it is pushing the boundaries of what traditional education has done. And so that's exciting to us to be part of and to understand how the environment can support that, how we can build a building that furthers that effort. There are other priorities that exist on other jobs. They're all unique and kind of fun in their own way.
What would you say to students who want to learn your guys' trade or want to become a person in your position? What do you think they should be doing?
You know, people who are interested in this field, what I personally love about this field is that it touches so many different things. And it is so broad-based, and there's so much knowledge to be gained and accessed and sort of tangentially interacted with on different kinds of projects, that I think one key thing you have to bring to it is this deep level of curiosity and investigation. And you also have to like to think, make things in your head, and make things actually with your hands. I mean, we do a lot of model making in our office that I think not all architects do, but the act of physically creating is a really important piece of what we do. And so if that's something that you enjoy, if you like to imagine things and see them created, that
you don't have to be trained on fancy software, you just have
To add to what Kathy said, is a lot of people have the stereotype that you have to be really good at math to be an architect. I would imagine it helps, but I can tell you, for one, I do not enjoy math at all. And I think really what you have to be in an architect position is a critical thinker.
Yes.
And it just so happens that we think about buildings, but it's really a lot about question asking and listening, then taking all of that knowledge you've acquired and deploying it in hopefully a beautiful piece of work.
Yeah. I don't know why there's this perception that those go together, but it sure, like you said, it doesn't hurt.
Is there any last words that you guys want to say about the Innovation Center?
This project has been really such a joy to work on. I think the user group is not only so involved, but so, I think, optimistic, and they're naturally curious people, and so it's really fun to be able to throw out some ideas that we typically would have clients shy away from because they're a little bit outside of the norm. And I think that's only challenging us to kind of get a little bit more creative and think outside the box, but I think it's really lending the project to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's very exploratory and innovative. Imagine that.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.